at the Metropolitan Opera House in New York City. I'm Mary Jo Heath, and for this Saturday matinee, we'll hear one of the most mesmerizing scores ever created, Parsifal by Richard Wagner. It's in the hands of our future music director, Maestro Yannick Nezet-Séguin. Tenor Klaus-Florian Vogt sings the title role, Parsifal, the mysterious young man who gives hope to the Brotherhood of the Holy Grail. He's joined by Evelyn Herlitzius, Peter Matei, Yevgeny Nikitin, and René Papa in this mystical drama about compassion and redemption. During intermission, we'll hear from some of these distinguished Wagnerians. We'll also bring you the opera quiz with guest tenor Javier Camarena, and Met General Manager Peter Gelb will stop by to share all of the Met's exciting news for next season. Stay with us.
This performance is being broadcast live over the Toll Brothers Metropolitan Opera International Radio Network, sponsored by Toll Brothers, America's luxury home builder, with generous long-term support from the Annenberg Foundation, the Neubauer Family Foundation, the Vincent A. Stabile Endowment for Broadcast Media, and through contributions from listeners worldwide.
Hi, Mary Jo Heath, and commentator Ira Siff is with me. Ira, we are all so excited about the news that our maestro, Yannick Nezet-Séguin, will become the Met's music director next season. And I'm delighted that General Manager Peter Gelb will be telling us more about that during intermission.
Well, Maestro Nezet-Séguin has been casting a spell on audiences with Parsifal. You know, there are operas, and then there's Parsifal, Wagner's final work. Its otherworldly, time-suspending soundscape is just hypnotic.
Yes, it is. Wagner called it a festival play for consecrating the stage, referring to Bayreuth, where it premiered in 1882. He based the libretto on a character from medieval legends of the Holy Grail, but he was inspired by so many other things.
Well, Wagner was fascinated by Buddhism and Asian philosophy, ideas of renunciation, reincarnation, and they permeate his take on this legend. He felt that music could illuminate the hidden layers of psychology and philosophy.
Well, the opera's in three acts. Here's the synopsis for the first. It takes place in the realm of the Holy Grail, where there is a knighthood devoted to protecting the sacred chalice that was used at the Last Supper. Their king, Amfortas, suffers from an agonizing, incurable wound. And as the opera begins, the knight Gournemanz oversees preparations for Amfortas to bathe in holy waters. A mysterious woman, Kundry, arrives with Arabian balsam for the king, and Gournemanz tells the knights the history of that wound. Many years before, the villain Klingsor wanted to join the Brotherhood. When he was denied, he turned to dark magic. He sent a beautiful woman to seduce Amfortas, then stole the king's holy spear. And he used it to inflict the wound, which, according to a prophecy, can only be healed by, quote, a pure fool enlightened by compassion. Suddenly, a young man is dragged in for having shot a swan. When Gournemanz reproaches him for killing the innocent creature, he's ashamed. This is Parsifal, though he does not know his own name or much else about himself. But Kundry, strangely, knows all about him, that he was raised in seclusion by his mother, who has since died. Gournemanz leads Parsifal to where the knights will take communion. Amfortas's aged father, Titurel, begs his son to uncover the grail. Amfortas, in his physical and moral torment, can barely bring himself to do it. The grail casts a mystical glow during communion. Parsifal is baffled by all this, and Gournemanz dismisses him as a fool. As the act ends, a voice reminds us of the prophecy of the fool who will save the Brotherhood. Ira, so many of the elements I mentioned in this story have musical themes or leitmotifs.
Yes, the prophecy, the grail, the communion. But, you know, with this opera, perhaps more than with any of Wagner's other works, the leitmotifs transcend the things they represent. They're less literal. They're more tied to the emotional resonance of music.
We're going to hear many of them in the magnificent prelude. The Prelude is a major work just on its own terms.
It's both deeply spiritual and musically ravishing. Its broad, protracted nature instantly takes us to a realm in which time loses its normal meaning.
And that feeling continues. The opera is through composed, as many of Wagner's works are. There are no arias, but eloquent extended narratives.
And as always with him, the orchestra is paramount in creating atmosphere and letting us know the significance of events, both in a conscious and subconscious way, excuse me, and also underlining character development.
Right. The characters' themes and vocal music give us a sense of their natures.
Yes, for instance, there's a seething, stabbing motif associated with Kundry, while Gurneman's music is gentle. Amfortas's vocal lines represent a man of power and nobility who is greatly subdued by physical pain.
Yes, he is. We will hear, in order of vocal appearance, Renee Papa as Gurnemanz, Richard Bernstein as the Second Knight, Sarah Larson and Catherine White as the Second and First Sentries, and Mark Showalter as the First Knight. Evelyn Herlitzius makes her network broadcast debut as Kundry. Peter Mattei is Amfortas. Scott Scully is the Third, and Ian Koshara, in his network broadcast debut, is the Fourth Sentry. Klaus Florian Vogt is Parsifal. And we will hear Alfred Walker as Titterell and Carolina Pilou as a voice. Our concertmaster is Benjamin Bowman, and Yannick Nezet-Séguin conducts the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra and Chorus. Well, this evocative production by François Girard is both modern and timeless in setting. During the prelude, we will see people dressed in black sitting on chairs, and gradually they'll begin to stand. The curtain will go up on a barren landscape with a trickle of a stream cutting through the scorched earth and thick clouds in a golden brown sky. And here's Maestro Nezet-Séguin shaking hands with our concertmaster and bowing to this audience. Let's hear Act One of Parsifal.
Thank you. mit Sammen, so wacht doch mindest am Morgen. Hört ihr den Ruf, nun danket Gott. Jetzt auf, ihr Knaben, seht nach dem Bad. Zeit ist, des Königs Wort zu harren. Dem Siegbett, das ihn trägt voraus, seh ich die Boote schon uns nahen. Geht's dann fort, das heut? Wohl früh verlangt er nach dem Bade, das Heilkraut, das gar war mit List und Kühnheit ihm gewann. Ich wähne, dass es Lindrung schuf. Das wähnest du, doch mal. Voller dort für das Bad.
Sieht dort die wilde Reiterin, hei, die Knie, der Teufelswelle.
Ah, kommt wie dort.
Die bringt wohl im Kies die Wunde.
Die Bäre tat, flog sie durch die Luft.
Weißt du dies?
Von weiter her, als du denken kannst, hilft dir Balsam nicht. Arabia wird dann nichts mehr zu seinem
getragen. Oh, wie trag ich's im Gemüte, in seiner Mannheit stolzer Blüte. Es sieht weißen Geschlechtes her, als seines Siegtums Knecht zu sehen. Behutsam hört der König stöhnt. Thank you.
Gavan. Herr Gavan weilte nicht, was seines Heilkrauts Kraft, wie schwer es auch errungen, doch deine Hoffnung trug. Hat er auf neue Such sich fortgeschwungen, ohne Urlaub. Möge das erschienen, das Schlecht ihr Kreis Gebot hält, wo sehe ihm den trotzig kühnen. War's nicht so, uns sagtest du es so.
Thank you. wissen wir Graf noch nicht.
Wird hier ein Zauber saft, wenn ich wird sie den Meister von den Zellern.
Schuf sie euch Schaden je? Alles ratlos steht, wie kämpfen den Brüder in fernste Länder, Kunde sei zu entsenden, und kaum ihr nur wisst, wohin, wir, ehe ihr euch nur besinnt, stürmt und fliegt dahin und zurück, ihre Botschaft fliegend mit Treu und Glück. Ihren ehrt sie nicht, sie naht euch nie. Nichts hat sie mit euch gemein. Doch wann sind Gefahr, ihre Hilfe gilt, ihr Eifer führt sich hier durch die dann zum Danke ruft. Ich wähne, ist dies Schaden, so täte euch gut geraten.
Doch hasst sie uns,
verwünschte mag sie sein. Hier lebt sie heut, vielleicht erneut zu büßen Schuld aus ihr noch nicht vergeben. Gibt Sinn und Buß in solchen Taten, die uns Ritterschaft zum Heil beraten. Gut tut sie dann und recht sicherlich, dienet uns und hilft auch sich.
So ist wohl auch jene Schuld, die uns so manche Not gebracht.
Ja, wann oft lange sie uns ferne blieb, dann brach ein Unglück wohl herein. Und lang schon kenn ich sie, ach, die Tourelle kennt sie noch länger. Ihr fand, als ihr die Burg dort baute, sie schlafend hier im Wald gestrippt, erstarrt, leblos wie tot. So fand ich selbst sie letztlich wieder, als uns das Unheil kaum geschehen, dass jene Böse über den Bergen so schwerlich über uns gebracht. Schweift es damals du umher, als unser Herr den Das ist ein anderes. Jeden ist verwirrt. Des Königs Flucht gab Kämpfe, die ich geleitet.